thing that you do. When David volunteered to fight Goliath, King Saul told him, "You're not able." Saul even thought that he wasn't able, thought he was too small. He went on to explain to David, that he was no match with Goliath because he had been a warrior from his birth. He'd been fighting all along. All this time he's been fighting. He's a warrior. You're too little. You're too small. You weren't even considered in the matchup. You're not even part of the army. Only thing you do is deliver supplies and come back here and take care of these sheep. That's your only job. But no, David had trust in God. He said, "All I need is my God with me." And you can have the same way tonight, amen. As long as you got God with you. When David was failed to be persuaded not to fight, Saul attempted to cover him with his equipment. "Look, try this, put this on, take this armor." David said, I don't need that. I just need Christ Jesus and what I already have. I'm gonna take care of it. He saw me through. Now, he may be a giant, but he ain't no bear. He may be a giant, but he ain't no lion. God saw me through with that, and he would take care of the same things then.
Yes, sir.
When we feel like we are powerless and when we can't do anything, lean to God.
Right,
when we feel like we are broken and don't know which way to go, lean to God.
Amen.
When we feel like we are open for attack for anything around us, lean to God.
Amen.
So when all else fails, put on the armor of God.
Yes.
Put on the armor of God and fight with the equipment that you have.
Yes.
Fight with trusting.
Amen.
Fight with believing.
Yes.
Fight with understanding. Fight with commitment to God. Fight with fasting. Fight with prayer. Fight with all these things that God has equipped you with. Fight with the fruits of the Spirit. Fight with everything that's within you. And know that God is able to bring you through.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314, or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Grace and favor.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me, once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this time of year. And Lord, numerically, we don't know if we've got the exact date. It does not matter to me. But Lord, we can celebrate all year long. It doesn't have to be on the 25th or whatever date the theologians say it might be. But I just want to say thank you, Lord, for taking us and bringing us. Thank you, Lord, for leaving us here on the land of the living. Father, we thank you for all you've done. And now, Lord, as your word comes forth, we ask that it draws somebody to you and doesn't drive them away. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Just a little while. If you just give me a little while, I just want to finish the last few verses of the series we've been doing since December started. First, giving honor to God, Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Pastor and First Lady Emeritus, Dr. and Mrs. Huey Lawson. We continue to pray for them. To Pastor Michael Grimes, Reverend Rodney Lennox, amen. Dr. Vernon McAbee, and Minister Cindy Humphrey, and all of you, bring you greetings. And once again, I say Merry Christmas. Amen. And Amelia, that's a good hat right there. Amelia got the Saints hat on. Amen. 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 And I know there are a lot of things to do today. A lot of last minute shopping to do. Amen. So we're not going to prolong the time. Amen. We've been reading Luke 2nd chapter 1 through 20. And we've gotten all the way up to the 16th verse. 16 through 20 is what I'd like to finish up with today for just a little while. I promise you, just a short while. And the title of our series has been Some Things to Remember This Christmas. And the reason why we need to remember some good things is because so many bad things are remembered on Christmas. Some of the best and happiest times of the year can be tinged with darkness and sadness. Yeah. And if you don't watch it, those are the things that stick with you more so than the happy times. So these are some of the things to remember this Christmas. The last thing I want to talk to you about from Luke 2:16 through 20, listen if you will, says this. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, They made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. So for this last few verses, what I'd like you to remember this Christmas, this particular passage, we want to say spread the light. Spread the light. Everybody likes a Christmas light show. Can I get a witness? The city of Natchitoches makes probably 70% of its annual budget on the Christmas light show. They're beautiful. We go to the store and we buy decorations and lights and trees, and we've got one here. You all know the story of our Christmas tree. At my wife's insistence, we finally started putting it in the sanctuary because I was kind of old-fashioned, but I gave in, and it's beautiful. Amen. We got lights on the tree, lights on the house, lights downtown, lights on the bridge. I guess in a way that could be a reminder of the star that glowed in the sky to lead the Magi to Jesus. Now, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a new kind of Christmas light circulating around in the neighborhoods and in the stores. And what it is, it's a light that sits in your yard and spreads light reflections on your house. Now, the thing that's amazing is this. The lights don't originate from the house. They come from an object a distance away. But if it's placed just right, it will cover the front of the house. Can I get a witness? Amen. And the house will be illuminated. Amen. But the light comes from another place, but it shines on the house and makes the house shine. Can I get a witness? See, God's people ought to be like that light. Amen. We ought to be able to spread the light. Even if the light doesn't come from a certain person, we ought to be able to illuminate our light the way to shine on them. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Amen. You need to spread the light in darkness. I'll be through in a few minutes. Isaiah 61 says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Amen. That light it reflects the glory of the Lord. Amen. And when you shine for Jesus, your light is far different than any other light. Can I get a witness? I don't care how many halogen lights you put on your car, your light won't be as bright as it is when you shine for Jesus. When you get Jesus, it's more beautiful than when the morning sun comes up over the horizon. Can I get a witness? Jesus was born when the world needed some light. Oh, yes. The prophets hadn't spoken to the world for over 400 years. It had been dark for a long time. Amen. You know, when it's dark too long, amen, people tend to get worried. Can I get a witness? God decided that it was time to turn the Christmas lights on. Can I get a witness? It was time for the light to come and save our souls. It was time for the light to come and lift up a bowed down head. It was time for the light to come and erase all the pain and all the heartache. Can I get a witness? Verse 16 says again, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. You see, when you discover the light, when you inherit the light, when you can really see the light, it's an amazing beauty. Amen. And people can't understand it. When you're walking through the department store and your light is shining, people can't understand why they can see your light shine so far away. And when you get close to them, they'll ask you, well, you must be a Christian. Anybody here ever had that happen to them? You must be a child of God, because I can tell. The reason is because your light is shining. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to have a billboard on your shirt. You don't have to do anything. They can tell. They can tell. It's an amazing beauty. Verse 17 says, and when they had seen it, they made known, I like this, made known abroad, all over, the saying which was told them concerning this child. See, that's how you spread the light. You spread it abroad. You spread it where you go. And you know what? We all think sometimes it's got to be a loud proclamation. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be anything said. It can be what you do. Can I get a witness? You spread the light in dark corners. There's a lot of dark corners around here. Can I get a witness? Amen. A whole lot of corners need some light in Alexandria. Can I get a witness? Amen. And if you go past Alexandria, there's a whole lot of corners that need some light in the whole state of Louisiana. Can I get a witness? So spread the light wherever you can and wherever you go. Spread it in the name of Jesus. Verse 18 says, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. The light will make you glad. The light will cause wonderment because it's so amazing. When you spread it, it'll make somebody else want to shine. Can I get a witness? When you spread it really like you should, somebody else will want to be able to spread the light even further. Somebody want to go get some lights and turn them on for themselves. Can I get a witness? Amen. Have you ever did up your house on Christmas? Amen. And your lights look so beautiful. And people pass by and wave at you and congratulate you on how good your house looks. Amen. And your neighbor next door, when you get up the next day, your neighbor got the same lights on his house. Can I get a witness? Amen. You see, that doesn't only happen on a Chevy Chase movie. That happens in real life, too. If you spread the light just right, somebody want to get that light. Somebody want to share that light. Somebody want to turn on that light for Jesus. Verse 19 says this, but Mary kept all those things and pondered them in her heart. Some things will just stay with you. Huh? Some things will stay in your heart. The love of Jesus, once you get it, it'll stay in your heart. Amen? Amen. Now that false love won't hang around too long. But when you get that agape love, when you get that real love, and I'm not talking about the kind that Lakeside talked about back in 1980. I'm talking about real agape love. Amen. It'll stay with you, and it won't ever decrease, and it'll continue to shine forever and ever. Verse 20, and the shepherds, we're back to the shepherds, returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told to them. You see, when you get your chance to lead somebody to the Lord, when that light shines so much that they want to have a conversation with you, and that little door opens, then you got your chance. Amen. Then you can ease on in and speak for Jesus. Now, you can't save nobody. Amen. Don't go out of here talking about you saving folks. But you can lead people to Jesus to be saved. Can I get a witness? And it all starts with your light. When you spread the light, it'll make people happy. Can I get a witness? When you spread the light, it'll let people know where you come from. And I'm not just talking about what city. I'm not talking about what neighborhood. But they'll know that you're a child of God. Can I get a witness? Amen. And now, let me tell you something. It'll make you happy. It'll make other people happy. But it also makes God happy. Amen. God is pleased when you spread the light of Jesus. Can I get a witness? And the more you praise, the more you lift up the name of Jesus, the more blessings will come down. So spreading the light is not only good for somebody else, but it's good for you too. Because my Bible tells me when praises go up. Blessing gonna show enough come down. And if you don't believe me, just try it. Try lifting up the name of Jesus and see, don't you start getting blessed. You won't know where it come from, but if you sit down and think about it, you'll realize it's got to be God. Can I get a witness? Now let's go over this thing a little bit. When you know that God is a big God, and you know that you shouldn't be afraid, and you know you ought to be able to rejoice, then you should want to spread the light. Can I get a witness? So remember these things this Christmas. Can I get a witness? When things don't go as they're planned to go, remember God has it all in control. Oh, isn't that right? When things don't happen like you think they ought to happen, remember God has it all in his hand. Oh, isn't that right? So this Christmas, when you're thinking about the bad times, this Christmas, when you're thinking about the bad memories, this Christmas, when you don't get everything that you think you should have gotten, know one thing, you may not have it now, but it's not in your time. God will, God will, God will, he will provide. Remember, he is a great big God, and you shouldn't be afraid of anything. Then you ought to be able to rejoice. Tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus, and then spread your light in dark places. And I promise you, everything will be all right. Is he good to you? I don't care if you didn't get everything you want this Christmas. Is he good to you? Has he done anything for you? You ought to say, yeah, say, yeah, say, yeah. This Christmas, remember that Jesus loves you. Amen. And he loves you first, even before you loved him. He's a big God, so you don't have to be afraid. And if you know that, then you can rejoice. But then you're obligated, all of us, we're obligated to spread the light. It is your mandate, it's your charge. Spread the light. Tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Tell them about Jesus. When they see your light shining so bright, they'll want to get one of them bulbs. Amen, I promise you. Amen. I invite you to Jesus. Why don't you stand? It might welcome somebody down this aisle. I told you I wouldn't be long. Merry Christmas. Continue to spread the light. There might be somebody that wants to get on the Lord's side. Come on down. Hallelujah. Come on and walk in the light. It's so wonderful. Yes, it is. How the light shines. Say that again. Say that again. I invite you to Jesus. He's a big God. Don't be afraid. Rejoice in the Lord and spread your light. Come on. He's a beautiful, he's a beautiful.